KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Well, thanks for joining us. Our next guest is familiar to many of our listeners. John Jones is here from LifeQuest. LifeQuest Mentoring, a Future and a Hope. And John, I know you know you've been working with LifeQuest for some time, but it's not unusual, I'm sure, for you to run into people who are just not familiar with the ministry.
No, absolutely. I say all the time, unfortunately, we're the best kept secret in Albuquerque, which is not a good thing when you're a nonprofit. But no, we're a ministry that works at risk and incarcerated youth, and I
now,
know
LifeQuest started right here in Albuquerque. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. And we, for years and years and years, worked only with kids in the juvenile justice system, and then and we're still very active in doing that. But 2 years ago, we launched what we call the 413 Journey, which is a community-based ministry. Parents, grandparents, aunts and uncles never like to hear me say this, but when I talk about working with at-risk youth, I don't believe there is a youth in New Mexico that is not at risk.
Yeah.
That's probably nationwide, worldwide, but specifically here in New Mexico, we're a mess. That's a fact.
Yeah, there's a lot of, you know, we it's something we talk about often on this show where we end up on, you know, the top of lists you don't want to be on the top of.
Oh.
Whether it's drug use or education or...
Annie Casey Foundation out of Seattle, Washington puts out a what's called Kids Count data book each year. Eight of the last years, and we're number one again, New Mexico is ranked as the worst state in the country to raise a child.
Wow.
So I said we probably need to print up a bumper sticker that said, thank God for Mississippi, or we'd be last every year.
John, talk to a lot of kids and a lot of families.
Yes.
What needs to change?
Well, it's part of the reason. So let me give you an example. 413 Journey is a ministry that it's 12 weeks of 1 or 2 hours a week. We meet and we share biblical traits with kids. We talk about faith. We talk about gratitude. We talk about compassion and love and forgiveness and integrity.
Where do you do that?
Well, we have met at different places. We've been meeting at Grace Church. In the fall, we'll be meeting at, we're going for the first time to launch in three different locations. We'll have two here in Albuquerque, one at Hoffmantown Church, one at Calvary Christian Academy, and then we're going to open in Las Cruces also.
Okay. All right. And I did see on the website, by the way, lifequestusa.org. If you click on the 413 Journey,
yes,
it has some upcoming courses and registration opportunity for the 12-week adventure-based education program. You know, one of the things I liked about what I saw on here, John, it says a journey for all New Mexico youth.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, you know, you mentioned LifeQuest was founded around reaching out to at-risk kids in the juvenile system.
Correct.
Really, this is opportunity, and still does reach out to those kids. Your kid who is just doing fine as far as you can tell, if this is something they're interested in, you can ask them about it and see if they want to be part of the 413 Journey. What all does that entail?
Well, it's meeting once a week. We do large group, talk about the biblical trait we're speaking of, but then we break into small groups and talk about application. What's this look like lived out in your life? And we do that for 12 weeks. And then every kid that successfully completes, 3 weeks ago, we just got back from taking a group of kids from the 413 Journey to hike the Grand Canyon. Something they never thought they could do. We offer three different hikes, a 3 mile, a 6 mile, an 18 mile hike. And
now as a parent, you hear that and you think, okay, well, so what do I need to pony up to do that? Now, there may be a cost. However, I do see on the website under the 413, there's a place to sponsor.
Absolutely, because there is no cost to have a youth in the 413 journey. We don't ever want a kid not to be able to participate because of finances. So we find businesses and churches and and different agencies that help sponsor all of this. And that's a huge part of what we do. And it costs, here's the reality, it costs us at LifeQuest about $2,500 per youth to take them through the 413 journey.
The 12 brain, week.
Pardon me?
Through the 12 weeks,
uh-huh. Correct. And but let me give you a comparison. $2,500 to put it through the 413 journey, which doesn't stop at the end of 413. The next step is what's called 414, the continuing journey, where we continue meeting with these young people. So about $2,500 per kid to do that. Do you know what the cost is to incarcerate one youth in New Mexico for 1 year?
$60,000.
Now you're only about 75% off. It's right around $250,000 a year per kid.
Wow.
Exactly. So what I tell everybody is, you know, maybe if our efforts keep one or two kids out, that's 1% of the cost of keeping them locked up for a year.
It's a good investment.
It's a very good investment. Yeah. And Steve, it all comes down to this. It's very, very simple. It's about relationship.
Yeah.
It's about building relationships with these young people. You mentioned at the very beginning, mentoring a future and a hope. If you look at the Bible and all of the mentoring relationships we see there, it's about relationships with young people. And when I have someone say, well, if I'm going to volunteer, do you want me to be there for a year or 2 years? It's like, I hope it's a lifetime because of the relationship you've built with a young person. I hope you're at their wedding. I hope they're at your funeral saying nice things about you.
You're going to appreciate this because we're on the mentor thing.
Yep.
Well, the whole segment, that's what you do.
Right.
But this week during service, Skip Heitzig shared a quote from Howard Hendricks. He said, every disciple needs three types of relationships in his life. He needs a Paul who can mentor him and challenge him. He needs a Barnabas who can come alongside and encourage him. And he needs a Timothy, someone that he can pour his life into.
And that's exactly what happens. One of the things you'll hear from our kids when they talk about what the value of 413 and 414 has been, they're developing like-minded friends, other people they can talk to, because there's an incredible loneliness out there among young people. You know, suicide, leading cause of death for teenagers in New Mexico.
Well, and actually, you know, we mentioned the event in Farmington. And I don't know if that was actually a suicide, but, you know, was it suicide by police? I don't know.
Right.
I don't know all the details, but just it's just an example of what we're seeing happen.
Relationship, and this is what we're finding, is not just with young people, but even with some adults, is we're losing the ability to have relationship. We are losing that aspect, which is so critical. I mean, when Jesus was asked, what's the greatest commandment? What did he say? Love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Relationship. Love your neighbor as yourself. Relationship. And, you know, we actually have to teach people how to do relationship. One of the components we launched in our last 413 journey, we've now done, this was our fifth one. We just had our graduation a week ago Saturday for this group. But we started a parents group in conjunction with the kids meeting on 413. Let me just give you a couple of comments that came from the parents group. This wasn't solicited. They just put this out there.
So if parents are considering and kids are considering being a part of the 413, is it actually at the same time, kind of the same place?
Same time, same night.
They
bring their kid. Their kid goes into 413. Their parents come together and meet as a parents group. But just a couple comments. And the parents wrote these unsolicited on our group text site. Our family wants to thank you, all of the leaders and parents, for these last 13 weeks. Truly an awesome experience. We look forward to the next steps. And right underneath, for real, even though I didn't talk much, I enjoyed being around like-minded people and have hopes for continued relationship. And then the last one really hit me. I've really appreciated finding community with you all and building a trust within our group. Your insight on hard times and sharing in the joys of the brighter times has been really impactful for my family. I look forward to where we go next. So people are dying for relationships.
Yeah.
That's a reality. Some honest, earnest, no condemnation, no judgment conversation about what's going on with their kids, with themselves. We all need that.
Well, and if you just tuned in, we're in the middle of a discussion with John Jones with LifeQuest here in Albuquerque and really in New Mexico.
Yes.
And if you want to find out more about the ministry, go to LifeQuestUSA.org. And there's all kinds of great information there, including the 413 journey. And then, John, as you mentioned, after kids complete the 12-week and parents complete the, the 12-week 413 journey, are the parents and kids moving together onto 414?
Well, this was our first parents group.
Okay.
And but as you heard in each of those, looking forward to next steps. So we see a need to continue a 414 for parents also. Yeah.
Okay. And then we did mention that, you know, they take a trip to the Grand Canyon. They do different activities and they don't charge the kids that are in the program for this, but they do seek sponsorship. And the details about that, again, are at LifeQuestUSA.org. Part of the ways you guys raise funds is getting out there and, you know, Johnny and friends just did it Monday at UNM South, out there hitting that little white ball.
We're at June 12th, our charity golf classic. This will be our 10th year.
Where are you guys going?
We're at Canyon Club.
Okay.
And
formerly Four Hills, for those who haven't dialed into that.
Yes. And we actually, we've got, I think, four foursomes left available.
Oh, you're filling it up.
Every year we do. We'll have approximately 180 golfers. We're one of the largest.
Wow.
We're one of the largest tournaments in New Mexico.
Yeah, because I think 144 is full.
Well, we do. It's funny. Sometimes something good comes out of COVID.
Yeah.
What came out for us was instead of doing getting everybody together at once and shotgun start, where you start from
flights.
We do tea times. We start at 7 in the morning, go till about 2:30 in the afternoon. It's more personal. We get to meet the people, shake hands. Our kids are out on the golf course meeting people.
Nice.
They get to talk to our kids. It's an awesome day.
And okay, do you have to be a scratch golfer to...
If it was, we'd have no players. No, it's just a fun day. You got a chance to win some great prizes. We've got an awesome raffle. Just picked up three $200 gift cards from Ruth Chris Steakhouse.
Okay.
You know, those kind of...
I see it looks like a title sponsor, Maestas Development Group. Thank them for their support.
Absolutely. Maestas has been with us from the very first golf tournament as our championship sponsor. We're so grateful for them, but it's just a fun day. It helps raise money and awareness for who we are and what we do.
And by the way, if you want to see who their sponsors are, they're posted very easily here on the website at LifeQuestUSA.org. And actually, at the top of the page, if you just scroll over the events/volunteer, you'll see the menu pop up, and you just go down to Charity Golf Classic, and you'll find all the information about the 2023 LifeQuest Charity Golf Classic, June 12th at the Canyon Club, and information. There's a phone number there. Real easy to get all the information you need. We do have a few minutes, John. Let's talk a little bit and educate our listeners who aren't really up to speed on juvenile detention in New Mexico.
Absolutely.
You know, I mentioned a little while ago off the air, you know, John, how many times, you know, when you mention Springer to people who think they know, because of the past, you know, that things have changed drastically for youth detention in New Mexico.
Very, very much so. When I moved here 10 years ago, April was my 10-year anniversary with LifeQuest, there were over 600 kids in the juvenile justice system in New Mexico. That number today is about 100. They're just not locking kids up anymore. And we're down to two juvenile detention facilities. One here in Albuquerque called YDDC, and then one in Las Cruces called John Paul Taylor.
Now, those that are listening say, oh, that sounds good. There was 600 10 years ago. Now there's only 100.
I wish that was the case. I wish it was, because juvenile crime has gone down, but that is not true. Juvenile crime.
I think we all know that.
Yes. And it, but in both those facilities, we're in there every week. We do Bible studies. We do character development classes. We do GED tutoring.
Nice.
Everything we do, whether staff or volunteer, though, is in, again.
How's it received from the kids?
It's great.
Good.
It really is. And the, I have, the hope is for all of our programming is that a relationship is built that survives the institution. Once the kid leaves, that mentoring relationship continues. I've got kids I've been working with for 8 and 9 years now that are out, that are doing well. They haven't been rearrested. They're living life. They have families. They're raising kids. So that's a wonderful thing. In the end of June, we are flying 3 people from Straight Ahead Ministries in Boston they do an awesome job back there. And we do a 3-day seminar in both of the juvenile facilities called Ready for Life. And it's exactly what the title says. It's helping these kids get ready for life, talking about not so much where they've been, but where are you going? And how do you change where you've been? How do you make those changes in your life? So we're working with kids at all levels, Steve. And you know, whether it's the quote-unquote good kid, but if you don't know what's going on in our public school systems, if you don't know what's happening, we just had in our 414 on Tuesday night a 12-year-old young man share that a young man died of a fentanyl overdose in his middle school 3 weeks before.
Yeah, this is
unfortunately
a regular thing.
Way too common story. And so it's tough to be a kid in New Mexico, but this is what I tell everybody. We, you know, there's 1,000 different ways to try to make changes in New Mexico. The way we do it is one kid at a time.
Jesus.
Absolutely. This is our future, right? This is our future leadership that we're raising up. And so people can make a difference. Get involved with us. We need volunteers. We always need volunteers.
What do you need volunteers for?
For both the 413 journey and in the juvenile institution. We need volunteers to help in both places.
And if I'm listening, and well, I may want, but I don't know if I'm equipped.
you're not. Neither am I. But God doesn't call the equipped, correct? Yeah. He equips the called.
And do you spend time training volunteers?
Absolutely. Yeah. We will spend time training you. We will spend time walking with you. And it's amazing how God provides what you need during that time. I had someone who's volunteering going, I don't know my Bible that well. And I'm like, what a wonderful place for you to volunteer then.
How many times have you talked to someone who just at church taught Sunday school?
Yep.
And after, you know, after a year or a month or whatever, they come back and go, I'm learning.
Exactly. You can't outgive God. Yeah. If you want to serve, God is going to provide what you need to serve. And every youth I've ever talked to, oh, John, I know I'd love to have you mentor me, but you're so busy. And I said, look, I know you don't understand this, but I'm going to get far more out of this than you are. It's going to benefit me every bit as much as it'll benefit you.
Okay, well, let me make sure those listening and some who may have tuned in since we began our time together, John, they know who we're talking to. John Jones in the studio with us from LifeQuest here in New Mexico, and actually the office here in Albuquerque, but reaching throughout the state. LifeQuestUSA.org is the website. And John, I know it's on the website where you just go and click on the contact us. Here, let me make sure that I'm doing the right phone number here.
Okay.
All right, 505-341-9383. That's 505-341-9383. Or, again, just go to the website, lifequestusa.org, and you'll find the information you need about the 413 journey and the golf tournament and so much more, including the history about the ministry. John, will you come back and keep us updated?
I will. Thank you for having me, Steve.
All right. Thank you.